4:46 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awal 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad early this Friday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the blessed Mubarak day, and it is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 9. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is informing us the true quality of the believing men and believing women who are dedicated to Islam and have true iman, faith and conviction. So Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 23, verse number 9, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And they are those people who guard their prayer and salat and namaz, whether they are fil hadar or safar, whether they are at home or whether they're traveling by plane or by train. So remember how we want the security to guard our houses and our properties, our residential sites, commercial sites. So more important than that, we have to ensure we perform our salat with its necessary etiquettes on time, whether we are traveling or whether we are at home. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 238, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Guard your 5 daily salat, and especially the middle one. So which one is the middle one? Indeed, it is the late afternoon one, the one we read at 4, 5 o'clock, Asr Salat, depending on the season. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, من فاتته صلاة الأسر فكأنما وتر أهله وماله. If a person, his Salatul Asr, the late afternoon prayer, 4:30, 5 o'clock, he did not read it because of business, because of meetings, because of traffic, because of sleeping, oversleeping, and so forth and so on, sports or entertainment or whatever, then the example of that person is when he came home, he saw his entire family is slaughtered, massacred, Allah forbid, and the entire house is finished, burnt and destroyed and so forth. Can we imagine what happens in a case like that? So my brothers, sisters, every day our salat we must perform on time, and our 5 daily prayers, and more so the Asr Salat, and to read the Asr Salat late, late, just before sunset, 5, 10, 15 minutes, tilka salat Munafiq, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the habit of the hypocrites, Naqara Arba'a. They wait for the sun to set, and just before sun sets, they go and read their prayer. So, and then they just peck the earth like the chicken and so forth. So, therefore, we need to be meticulous and particular about salat and prayer. Let us take you around the world now. Let's start with America. You see their commander-in-chief, so what we call him Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden. So now he's delivering a talk, and he says, where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? The man doesn't even know who's alive and who's dead, but he's the president of America. So you tell me, is he fit to be commander of chief? So of the army and president of America, that I leave to you. 1, 2, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Almighty Allah. Allah is punishing America and punishing the people in Florida. So many deaths, they don't want to tell us the proper figure. They just say scores of people have died, scores of people are missing, millions of people don't have power, millions of people, thousands of people have been evacuated, and inshallah, this will be the worst hurricane in the history of Florida. We show no empathy, no sympathy for them, because they are the people who support the Israeli rogue terrorist apartheid regime, and they are supporting them with billions of dollars. So therefore, you must know how it feels when you murder and kill our people, and they have load shedding for 20, 22 hours or more or less there in Gaza. So we need to be clear on these issues here, and we make dua. Almighty Allah, decimate the enemies of Islam and Muslim. From America, let's take you to Italy. You see, Italy, they're suffering, Europe is suffering, America, the West are suffering from Islamophobia. So they have the Brothers Party, but you see, the lady is leading it. Now you tell me about that. The party is called the Brothers Party, but the president, prime minister, call or whatever you want to, is led by a lady. And now new party came in, and in her lecture, she said there in her speeches, Muslims, no more mosque for you in Italy. I've been to Italy. They got mosque and have mosque in various places, and we want to know who will be your imam, and you must give lectures in Italian language, and we will register you. So these are the far right, anti-Islam, anti-Muslim. The more they try to remove Islam, the more Islam will spread. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 61, verse number 8, Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah bi afwahihim, wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. So they want to extinguish Islam and the nur of Allah, the radiance of Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being, with their media, mouth and speeches and lectures, and Allah will let the radiance of Islam spread more and more, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Then let us take you from there to Russia. You see, today Russia, Putin is going to have a big celebration. So because the four countries or the four regions, don't say countries, the four regions, he has annexed it and is part of Russian Federation. So my question to all you Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionists and apartheid supporters of the rogue terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, and all of you Americans who support them. So if you explain this to me, if Russia's annexation is a war crime and Putin is a war criminal and so forth, so what will you say about Israel's annexation of Palestine for the more than 70 years? In 1948, you were stealing, occupying land. In 1967, you were occupying and stealing and annexing land. Now you are stealing, annexing land in the West Bank. So what is the difference? Explain that to me. What is the difference? So therefore, we say loudly, boldly, and clearly, you are haramis, you Jutlas, you Zionists, you in Israel, you are 100% haramis. And if you don't know what haramis means, it means a B with a capital B. And you are thugs and you are crooks. You must remember that. And now what they have done, in Hebron, they put that gun there. And now yesterday it's reported that they're going to send drones, assassination drones. And it's approved by the Israelite Knesset. You call those people? These are not people. Gideon Levy said that the settlers are subhuman. Therefore, we agree 100% with Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi on his stance regarding Palestine. We must remember, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, that the only way that Palestine will be liberated, la bil kalam, wa la bil kalam, you waste your time with speech and writing, it is la bil kalam, bal bil amal. It must be done with action, and the action is jihad. One settler, one bullet, that will settle all issues. So that's the only language the Jutla understands. They got their Saudi puppets, their MBS, they got their Emirates puppets, MBZ, they got their puppets there in Egypt, remember that. Whole lot of them murtads out of the fold of Islam. Today in Egypt, they have passed a law that not one of the imams can even take the name of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, and nobody must speak about his virtues and what he did for Palestine, what he did for the Ummah. You call these democracies? I'm asking you. Then you come to India, so you must remember India are not only targeting, you must remember the Muslims. They are targeting Muslim children and Christian children and other children also. Go and read your own media and see that. And then what they do, I don't say every Hindu, I don't say every Jew, but we will say majority our enemies. Then they remove the limbs and the parts and organs and kidney and what. Go and see what is happening. So that is supposed to be the democracy in the Middle East. That is Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. And India is supposed to be the largest democracy. So the question we ask India and Israel, democracy for who? For Jutlas and Jews and for Hindus. So since BJP came into power, remember, for Muslims it is a real disaster. And we must say it as it is. We're not here to bootlick anybody and so forth and so on. Then we go to Britain. Britain is trust. Trust is in a big problem. Remember that. That the British Empire, after looting, stealing there from India, when they were there for colonial rule for 200 years approximately, and you know how they looted all the countries which they colonized. South Africa they stole, other countries they stole, and now remember that they are feeling the pinch, that their whole pound is gone in the doldrums. So this is the curse of Almighty Allah, and that is our dua on this Mubarak month, the month of Rabiul Awal, this blessed day, the day of for third Rabiul Awal, on this day of Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, guide them to the right path. But if there is no guidance for them, Allahumma ahlikhum wa aghriqhum. Ya Allah, you decimate, destroy them, drown them, Ya Allah. They are enemies of humanity, the enemies of Islam. And what things they did in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Palestine, in Libya, and Syria, and all these. And these Kuffar Shias are also part of them. Remember the Kuffar Shias, see what they're doing in Syria. So what is happening in Iran, you must remember, that is the curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. The Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the grandson of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever will be the enemy of Islam, sooner or later Almighty Allah will punish them because of their injustices and oppression. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq to understand our deen.
Ustaz, I followed the Afghan activist on her recent visit to South Africa. She was very articulate and informative in her feedback about Afghanistan. She was a true ambassador of the new establishment. Why are some South Africans against the visit, and we have no right to comment from our comfortable existence in South Africa?
My brother, sister, you also another bootlicker. You must remember that. You'll just read the news from what they say. Did you contact the Taliban? Since when she is the one who's speaking on behalf of the Taliban? She herself is against against parda and hijab and niqab and all these things here. So they are not representing the government, as you are saying. That's a true, absolute lie. Remember that. So therefore, the Women's Forum here in South Africa, they realize their folly and mistake and so forth, and they pulled out. So remember that. So all these bootlickers, you must remember, we condemn them and so forth. If you know anything about the law about Afghanistan, Afghanistan was called Khurasan, and then 275, 276 years ago, Shah Ahmad Abdali changed the name and so forth to Afghanistan. No one came to Afghanistan and beat them, except the Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu warda. British came, Russians came, Americans came, and the coalition came. All got a whooping and thrashing. That the people who stood with the enemies were the Hazara Shia. Shias are always our enemies, and the Northern Alliance and all that. So she is considered as our enemy, not as somebody you ask the question and say we can't condemn. Now what you talking, my brother? So, oh sister, don't come and bootlick here. We will say it as we want to say it correctly and properly.
Let's go to Johannesburg, Ustad. People are still collecting for Pakistan. Should we still give or not? Because they're saying everything is fine now, Ustad.
Remember that Pakistan, if you're collecting and people are going there themselves, then it's fine. But if you're sending to organizations there in Pakistan and this and all that, so 80%, 90% of them, we don't have any confidence in them. You know how Pakistan operates and so forth. It's supposed to be a Muslim country, but you saw what they did. That you must remember, 90%, 80% or 99% or whatever, that of the political parties, they even legalized transgender. So the result and consequence of that is now that Adam can get married to Eve, Adam can get married to Steve, and Madam can get married to Eve. What a shame and disgrace that is. So as long as the money is there, the mullah is there, so they are there. So you must remember. So I would not advise you just send to any organization unless you have 100% conviction that they are 100% credible and so forth. And don't get fooled by the title of Maulana and Hazrat Mufti Saab and Hazrat Maulana Saab. Half of them also are pocketing the money.
I see Brother Eric says good morning to you and to the team. Do you guys believe in holy waters? If so, explain what it is and how it affects your life. Eric, who started?
Yes, my brother Eric, we will explain to you. You see, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala created this universe, and the most sacred place on this earth is Makkah. Makkah is where you see the cube, as you call it. You know, in Saudi Arabia, we call it Kaaba Musharrafa Baytullah. So there, Prophet Abraham went, peace be upon him, with his wife, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha Hagar, and Ishmael. As you say, we say Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and he went to reconstruct the Baytullah, the Kaaba, and so forth. So nevertheless, so what happened was, now he left his family there. Who he left? He left his honorable wife, and he left his son there, who was very, very young, an infant. So now Almighty Allah speaks of this in Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 37, 38. You go to that, brother Eric, chapter 14, verses 37, 38, 39. So I read for you. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar. Ya Allah, I have left my children, my family, my child, and my wife here in a valley. There's no vegetation, no habitation. In the baytikal muharrami Rabbana, by the honorable house, the sacred house, the Kaaba, the cube, what you will say. Rabbana liyuqimu salata faj'al af'idatan minan nas. Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined towards it. So millions of people go for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, and for Hajj and so forth, the pilgrimage. Tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minas thamarat. You grant them the fruits, Ya Allah. So meaning the sustenance. La'allahum yashkurun. So they will be grateful. beautiful. Chapter 14, verse number 37. So the first thing Almighty Allah blessed them was Zamzam water. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came, and the archangel Gabriel with his wing, he hit and struck the land and the sand, and the Zamzam well started. And remember, this is in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore, we believe it is the best water available today. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, ma u zamzama lima shuriba lahu. The Zamzam water is very, very effective for whatever intention you drink it. Remember, then that is, remember what we will say, that Allah will make it effective. So they brought all in King Faisal's time, Shaheed Rahimahullah, they brought the experts in this field, and they all knew that, then they accepted that this is water that is miraculous and full of barakah and blessing. So in a desert it is, and millions of liters are used daily, my brother. So that is what Zamzam water is all about. Ask your Muslim neighbor or friend to give you little bit Zamzam water. Zamzam don't mean stop. It means al-ma'ul kathir, abundant water. So ask your Muslim friend to give you some and say, Ya Allah, O God Almighty, show me the right path and the correct path. Then you will taste it, and inshallah, Allah will guide you.
Let's go to Maputo, Ustad. Listener says, how do I make people invest in my business? And how do I calculate the sharing of profits? When is Mufti Sahib coming to Shai Shai? Ustad?
Remember, my brother, the biggest problem is you are being selfish. That you say they must invest in your business. So why must they invest in your business? That is your business 100% according to Sharia? No. There must be some element of interest and so forth and so on. Second blunder mistake you make is that you say that they must invest and then I will give them profits. So that is riba, is interest. It's not permissible that. You can't be telling people they must invest in you and then, or they must give you loan and so forth, and then you will give them extra and so. Kullu qardin jarra manfa'atan fawa riba. Whenever I give you a loan and then I accrue a benefit for myself, that excess amount is riba, interest, sood, viaj, totally haram in Islam, usury. So if you want partnership, then partnership must be in profit and loss, P-R-O-F-I-T and loss. We don't say there must be a loss, but there must be potential of loss. So Islam is a deen. Deen means justice across the spectrum, political justice, social justice, economic justice. So you want, you running a $100 million enterprise and now you say I must invest 1,000, 1 million, whatever it is, example, obviously, I'm not going to invest anything. So remember this. So we must be partners in profit and loss. And then only does it be acceptable in Islam, provided your business is 100% Sharia. Not today. You see, yesterday also. So we showed you that how many people try, and speaking of Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, I sent out 2 clips of his last night. We found it excellent clips. And all of you should listen to what the Sheikh says, Wa Qudsa, Wa Aqsa. That's how it starts. That how much passion, love the man had for Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem. And remember that he was a person very, very great in this sense, that his love for Masjid al-Aqsa was great and intense. Anyway, so today people try and legalize. You must remember banks and what institutions through the bank door. This is Inqilab Zamana. How times have changed. Surah 2 verses 275 to 279. Almighty Allah condemns riba, interest, sood, viaj, usury in the strongest terms. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from riba and interest, be prepared for a war and a jung and a larai, that is all Urdu and Hindi and that, biharbim min Allah wa Rasuli, against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the only place in the Quran you will find such a warning. Chapter 2, verse 279. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, kunna nattaqir riba wa riba, that we used to abstain from riba, interest, and anything that imitated and looked like it. But today the Sheikhul Islams and the Muftis and the scholars overseas and where, that because there's big money involved, they pay them overseas in dollars and so forth. So remember, Sharia compliant, Sharia compliant. What Sharia compliant is that? Their own teachers told them that what you are doing is haram and so forth. So that is what we say, you must remember, totally unacceptable.
Shai, Ustad.
Big dua. We're not traveling anywhere. We're sitting quietly in South Africa now. Jazakallah khair.
Sister Melissa says that Prophet Jesus is in the heavens and Prophet Muhammad is underneath the ground. He's buried, right? So who's more superior, the heavens or being buried? Because Jesus gone straight to heaven. Melissa, we started.
So my sister, that where is Iblis? Where is the Satan? Where is Shaitan? Is Shaitan in the heaven or in the earth? So you will say Shaitan, Satan and his cronies are also everywhere. So what you will say, Satan is better than Jesus? I'm using your analogy. So you must remember that Shaitan is everywhere. Everywhere, not him alone. He and his cronies, you must remember, the here and there. See, I give you example. What your Bible says, my sister Melissa, that when Adam and Eve were right there in paradise, right? So where was Satan? Where was Lucifer? Lucifer was with them in paradise, right? We all agree on that. I'm using your Bible. And then God Almighty told them that don't go by the tree. And then they went there. He forgot about it and so forth. So who beguiled them? Who deceived them? So remember the Lucifer and his cronies and comrades. So they were in the heavens, right? So now when you say that, so what you will say, who's better? Now, according to your analogy, will you say that this Lucifer, Satan, is better than Adam, peace be upon him, is better than Jesus, peace be upon him? So think properly what you are saying, my sister. Second one, Jesus, peace be upon him, you must remember that when he returns, he is going to come back. The second coming of Jesus will take place. Why? So that he will follow the deen and the religion of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And his reason for coming down again is ibtalu aqidatil yahud wa nasara, to nullify and rebuke and debunk the belief of the Jews and the Christians. Do you know what the Christians believe? You say is a prophet, right? But the Christians don't agree on that. The Christians say he is the Son of God, a God himself, divinity in the form of humanity. So he will come and tell them, you better reject that or otherwise there's war against you. The Jutlas, you know, they're a cursed people from the time, that time of Moses, peace be upon him. Allah Ta'ala cursed the Jews forever and they are punished forever. Chapter 7, verse 167, putting guns there to shoot people and children in Hebron, sending assassination drones to kill people whose land it is. You call these people, they're haramis. So remember, Allah Ta'ala will deal with them in this world and in the year after. So they say, Jesus, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. This is what the Jutta say, and they believe, go to their Talmud and their books. They say that Jesus is Ibn Zaniya, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, the son of a harlot, the son of a loose lady, and so forth. So therefore, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah will send Jesus here to this world to rectify their belief. If they accept Islam, so remember, so he is coming to carry out the final message of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So therefore, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the greatest, the mightiest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, in the entire universe. Remember that point I made, Malik. this, that if you take your analogy, then Lucifer is better than Adam and better than Jesus. So think about that properly. We reject it, obviously. I'm just responding to your style of thinking.
Allahu Akbar. Beautiful answer, Ustad. I see Brother Samuel from KZN. So he says that if Prophet Muhammad is the greatest human being, then why did God punish his soul at the time of his death? Samuel, Ustad.
My brother, you see, you can play with words, gymnastics in semantics and semantics in gymnastics. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, let certain things happen to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without a shadow of doubt, he was, he is, he will always be the greatest in the entire universe and creation. I give you one, two verses for you, for your reference, my brother Samuel. Shamwil, we say. Anyway, Samuel is fine. So, my brother Samuel, what Almighty Allah states, chapter 21 and verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter 21, verse 107. He, the Master, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is will always be the last prophet and messenger. Jesus coming after him, remember he was born before that, but he will come to complete the mission and message with the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us. So chapter 33 verse 40, walakin rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin, he was, he is, he will always be the last and final messenger. When the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell ill, when the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured in a battle. So for you to play with words, my brother Samuel, what you can say? You will say this is punishment. It's not punishment. It's to set the noble example for humanity and posterity. When you are ill and sick, this is how you should respond. When you lose your child, 18 months, Ibrahim, the beloved son, passed away. The Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, cried. To set the precedent for humanity and posterity, you can say it's punishment. When Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Sakarat, in the last moments, so you will say punishment, we will say no. Setting the precedent for humanity and posterity, these are the words you must read. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. O Almighty Allah, you assist me at the time of the pangs of death and the throes of death and so forth. Do you understand? So my brother Samuel, that you are now twisting the facts to suit your hidden agenda with a sinister motive, and you use the word punishment. It's not punishment. It is to make and show us what to do on occasions of happiness and joy and at time of difficulty as well. Last question.
Listen to Nathan. Nathan says, go back to your history books and see who the land belongs to in Israel. We can debate with you and prove you wrong. Remember, there will never ever be peace between Jews and Muslims. Can you not see how many lives are taken? Check your books. Nathan, Ustad.
Which book? The Torah, which you changed? So you must remember that. You know you don't have one copy of the Torah, which was revealed to Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. You corrupted it. You changed it. And all that. And you write there that this is for the Jutlas. And so you're a cursed nation. Everybody knows you are murderers of prophets and messengers. The whole world knows who murdered Shirin Abu Aqil. The whole world knows how many children you killed in Gaza. So don't come with your stories, Nathan. You're not thinking with your head. You're thinking with something else, my brother. So therefore, you go back to the original books and so forth, not the ones that are exchanged and, you know, interpolated and so forth. You Jutlas are a cursed nation, brother. You better accept it. Therefore, you can never find peace. And we say loudly, boldly, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Okay, remember that today 8:30 to 10 will be Brother Salman Khan with Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah. And then listen to this now, 11:10, the days are getting, you know, summer coming there. So inshallah, 11:10, 11:11 will be the Adhan from Makkah. Today it is Sheikh Saud Shuraim, his khutbah and his lecture and salat, and then we'll translate and dua. And thereafter I'll be going to Bangla Wali Masjid in Lens for the Jummah Salat. Barakallahu fiqh. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.